Barry, you've actually been in office since 1994. You're now seeking the position of mayor of Kitchener. Why are you going for this? Why do you feel now is the right time?
Well, Haley, I think it's for a number of reasons, but primarily our community's at a crossroads. I think we're becoming a larger community, but I'm hearing from many people that they want to maintain our small-town feel. We've seen success in things like our downtown revitalization and some of our economic renewal that's created jobs. But we need to maintain that momentum in a competitive world going forward. And so I really want to ensure that Kitchener remains a great place to raise a family, to build a career, and for people to continue enjoying a high quality of life.
What are some of the big issues that you see, Barry, that you'd like to address if you were elected mayor?
Well, certainly, one of the big ones that we hear about is managing growth. People are regularly talking about ensuring that we continue to invest in our infrastructure, and that can be infrastructure like our trails, our bike paths, our parks and green spaces, but as well as some of the other things like roads, water, and sewer that are traditional infrastructure, and some of the issues that go along with them, like traffic safety, infill development, and so on. Those are probably the issues that we hear the most about. Certainly from my perspective, I think the way to focus on that is around building strong neighborhoods and strengthening our network of neighborhoods and neighborhood associations around the city, as well as continuing some of our work that we've done in terms of attracting the tech sector and the digital media sector into our community, as well as looking at how we grow our manufacturing and advanced manufacturing sectors going forward.
What has it been like campaigning and running against your fellow councillor, Dan Glenn Graham, if I can ask?
Well, certainly, from my perspective, and, we chatted right at the beginning. I let him know before I was announcing. We agreed that we were going to keep this as a positive campaign, and we were going to keep things on the up and up. And up until this point, that's been the case, and I certainly hope that's going to continue being the case.
Okay. Barry, I've run into you at a variety of places and events. I would just like to know, what's one of your favorite, if you can narrow it down to one of your favorite things to do in the city or places to go?
Well, I always get torn with that question because it's sort of, especially now running for mayor, between my own ward and great places like the Grand River and the Walter Bean Trail along the river. But if I had to pick one in the city, I would have to say it's our downtown in Victoria Park. For me, it's the serenity and the beauty of the park combined with the vibrancy and, the eclecticness that comes with our downtown. And it certainly really speaks of a very vibrant community, a community that values its environmental features and hence, the kinds of investments that have been made in Victoria Park over the years. And the fact that our downtown really is the heart of our city.
Mm-hmm. Well, just today I come in by Victoria Park and I was stopped. And so, of course, you get a little bit annoyed, right, because you're waiting to go into work. And then I realized the geese were crossing. And then we all just sat and paused. And
I
thought?
Part of the eclecticness,
right?
Of it all.
Yeah, I thought, well, what a great way to kind of slow down on a morning and just watch nature.
For sure. You know what? It reminds us we're all a small speck in this global planet. And the fact that we all need to do, take time to smell the roses or watch the geese, but also to make sure we do our part to make our community a better place to live in.
Mm-hmm. Barry, what about any hobbies? Are you into sports or music, or what do you kind of do when you're on your downtime?
Well, you know what? I enjoy reading. I enjoy recreational biking, traveling when time allows. I go for long hikes with my iPod, listen to music. It's a great time to sort of reflect on what's gone on and also to think about the future and things that we can work on going forward.
Okay. Favorite place to go? Do you ever go back to your homeland?
Yeah, actually, I do. Certainly, Croatia is and that probably is one of the things that maybe people don't know about me. I was actually born overseas in Zagreb, Croatia. I came here as a 2.5-year-old. I have traveled back on a number of occasions over the years, been involved with our cultural group, the Queen Helena group. I would say that's what it is.
Okay, very interesting. Well, and I was going to ask, I'm asking every candidate, maybe an interesting fun fact about themselves. Would you say that's it, or do you have anything else you'd be willing to share? I don't know if it's a secret talent, or you can play an instrument, speak another language, anything like that.
Certainly, I do speak other languages. I speak Croatian, and that sort of gets me by with the Serbian, Bosnian, and Croatian communities. And I also, I do play a little bit of piano, although I haven't played in many years. Something maybe in the future I'd like to get back at. And maybe this is actually the question to a fun fact about me. I'm a total Disney nut. I visited 3 out of the 5 parks. Friends take me along when they have to take their kids for the first time because I'm a great person to tour them around Disney. And so I would say that's probably my favorite travel place.